Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So much for the grace period.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, we gave you like 3 minutes.
Boy, thank you. Very kind.
So if you missed it, Mark announced, not really his retirement, because you may hear him doing some part-time stuff in the future, but his retirement from full-time radio, and he's leaving the show in a couple of weeks. And if you want to watch the Facebook Live of the whole thing, you can go do that on Facebook, Rach. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. The Facebook Live is up for your enjoyment.
If you would like to tweet Mark your well wishes or good riddance, you can do that on Tony's Twitter or on Rachel's Twitter. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Last day is going to be 2 weeks from last Friday, 29th. Tony's birthday.
Tony's birthday. What a fitting way to go out. Just couldn't be any better.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to be doing the next live show with us?
If you'll have me. Okay. I'd love to.
I'll think about it.
Depends on who we get to replace you.
Yeah. If it's someone real funny, then we probably won't need you. So
depends on what you're paying. But that's another thing.
Yeah. So we have to replace him now.
Caller number 10.
You like that?
That might have been one of the funniest things you said in a long time. I like that a lot.
I bet Jeff's phone's ringing off the hook.
Oh, with, guaranteed.
With so many people we don't want.
Guaranteed.
Oh.
Really.
And they'll tell him why he's crazy for not hiring him.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Radio people.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm the you know you're making a big mistake by not hiring me.
Man, I am the world's most gullible person. I just want to believe everything. Last night, I was so tired, and I just wanted to watch a cozy show. I don't even care. And for some reason, I had DVR'd Mysteries of the National Parks. And this one, I know, right? And this one was about how
he and his friends watched it again.
Wait for it. It was. It's me and Moses.
And the dog's going, turn this crap up.
This one was about how Hitler lived out the rest of his life in Glacier National Park in Montana. And part of their big evidence is that there is a photo from 1997. And in the very corner, you can see an old man. And all you can see is his ear. And this guy was like, here's a picture of Hitler's ear, and here's this guy's. Huh? And I'm like, oh my God, Hitler was living in Glacier Mountain. Just an ear.
Moses, are you getting this?
It's Hitler.
Okay, listen. Maybe not that documentary. But I have seen Hitler Didn't Die in World War II documentaries that were very convincing.
And what was the most convincing one, Tony?
Just
where
evidence,
has he been?
Just the evidence presented.
I mean, you look at that ear. It's pretty, you know.
Not that one, I said.
Pretty obvious.
I said, not that one.
That he chose to come to America.
Yeah. That what a great place. Let's see.
The place that finally took him down.
I go anywhere in the world, I'm going to a park in America.
It's a good 90, place to hide.
95-year-old Nazi top officials have been found in Minnesota and Wisconsin and living that lived their whole life after World War II as the pleasant man,
right?
Old
everyone
man at the end of the
him.
Street that everybody loved, and they found out it was very high officials.
You want to hear how judgmental I am? I was kind of like listening but not watching, and one of the evidences that he lived in Glacier National Park was a guy who said back in like the 80s, my girlfriend's dad was on his deathbed and he confessed to me that he had been this very famous SS officer, like Hitler's right-hand man. And I'm listening to all the, like, he showed me thousands of photos and all this, and he helped to establish him at his villa in Glacier National Park. And then I look up at him, and I see the guy, And he was wearing those transition glasses that like turn dark when you walk outside. And I'm like, well, shut up, dude.
Obviously,
that's all it was. That's all it was. Yeah. I'm like, whatever, douche. I'm awful. I will judge you on the weirdest things.
But you'll buy Hitler being there by his ear.
Well, they showed his ear.
His ear.
That ear doesn't lie.
Uh-uh. No. You guys got some
headlines?
Headlines?
Yeah. Do you guys see that Bernie Sanders' staff is forming the first ever union for presidential campaign workers?
Oh, jeez.
One wonders if that's even... You would wonder if that would even... I don't know a lot about unions, but you pay dues and go to meetings and all this stuff, but do you work on the campaign more than a couple of years?
No.
It just seems like a lot of time and effort.
Did you see they walked into a shower door and had to get stitches?
Yeah.
That's not great. Really? That's not a great look for a guy who people are worried he's too old.
Yeah.
I mean, was it his shower door? If he was in a strange shower door, maybe.
Right. But if he's, at home, it's doesn't probably change.
Get a big old bandage on his head. All right, here's another one, because nobody cares about that story.
Yeah, no, it's a good one.
They're talking about tweaking live streaming on Facebook and other sites so that there's a delay to try to discourage people like the shooter in New Zealand from live streaming these kind of things. Mm-hmm. If I can't become immediately famous by everyone seeing what I'm doing right now, and if I don't have any filters to go through, maybe I won't try to live stream it. So some people are saying this is an attack on free speech. I kind of think live streaming wasn't a thing 20 years ago, so we don't have to keep making it a thing.
So for example, we just live streamed Mark's retirement. So if we had done that, and say it's a 20-second delay,
If there was some sort of abuse that happened, hopefully the filters would catch it.
Gotcha.
Or at least people would be alerting. Facebook would have a chance to cut out some content.
Right. Yeah.
I love the way that New Zealand doesn't show the guy's face.
It's awesome.
Or say his name.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see all the footage. They blur him. And good, because what he wanted was notoriety, and he's not getting it. So
it may be hard to find, but I'm guessing that once it's out there, that if you wanted to watch this video, you could find it?
No, Facebook has done a really good job of going through the whole site, and they've taken down like millions and millions of shares of this. They've prevented 1.2 million uploads of the video in the first 24 hours, but they said 300,000 versions made it to the platform, but then they were removed. So I don't think, I mean, I'm sure you could find it on 4chan or something, but you can't go on Facebook and see video of this.
So millions of people tried to share that?
Yeah. And,
ghoulish.
It is ghoulish. People don't stop to consider what they're doing and their excitement over something like, oh my gosh, everybody needs to see this. But you're just, whether or not you think you are, you're celebrating carnage.
I've said for years that, like, take this guy, for example. He had this happen in the U.S. Don't show his face. Don't say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Just say shooter. This happened.
Yeah. Don't give him the notoriety because that's what he's looking for. Yeah, he wants to be famous. He also, in that situation, the gentleman that tried to stop the shooter and the second ran after him, threw a credit card machine at him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, came at it. He was there praying, and he had his children with him, and he heard the guy shooting, and he told everybody to duck down. I just saw this in the paper this morning. One person got shot, like, right in front of him. He ran out after the guy, picked up.
I think one of his used guns.
Well, first he picked up a credit card machine and he threw it at him, and the guy was cursing at him and saying, I'm going to kill you. The guy ran back to his car. The gentleman that was trying to stop him ran and picked up one of the guns that he dropped, and it was empty. There was no cartridges in it, and he threw it and busted out his windshield. This guy was not kidding around. And I mean,
good for him.
Yeah, the lives that he saved, because they only seven, I think, passed away in the second shooting, second location. But man, that's brave when you go after somebody and throwing things at them when they're armed. So amazing.
Speaking of social media, Twitter is once again messing with their platform. I don't know why they do this, because Twitter was perfect at its inception, and I truly believe that every change they've made has been negative. One of the things they want to do now to promote, quote, healthy conversation is move the engagement counts for replies behind, like, you have to tap to see who's replying to a tweet, who's retweeting a tweet, who's faving a tweet. So you have to take an extra step to see how many positive interactions the tweet has had.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, if you're not a Twitter person, that probably means nothing, but I think Tony and Sue could agree. That's stupid. If I get a tweet, if I have 100 people like my tweet, I want people to be able to see that right off the bat. Because then,
why would they do that?
I don't know. They're saying to promote healthy conversation. So I guess you're not liking something just because a bunch of other people have liked it. I don't understand the reasoning behind it.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of counterintuitive for social media. The point is to
probably,
get as many likes as possible.
It probably wants, it probably has to do with something. Making people do that extra click is probably...
Yeah, gives them more clicks.
More, gives Twitter more clicks.
Right.
And gives more engagement and somehow makes them look more... Like more people are using it or something.
Can I ask a question? Purely self-serving. I have facial recognition on my iPhone. And it happened once before where it just isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And before it was like I had to download a update, but now I have no update to download. If there's any iPhone gurus out there, like the guy that hates Tony.
Yeah, love to hear from
him. Why would it just not? And it's not like we don't recognize your face. It just keeps doing that thing like we're looking.
I'll let you have it for not understanding your phone.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, idiot.
You can crush me all you want.
Just
make it see my face.
Maybe it's beanie, no beanie. Maybe that confuses the phone.
Glasses confuse the phone a little bit and morning face.
Mm.
Like first thing in the morning, it's like, really? We have no idea who you are.
Wow.
You appear to be Asian.
What are you doing on my phone?
Hello, Puffy Monster. You're not Dave.
Yeah. Who are you?
Anybody else?
I have another one, but I want to open the floor up.
Go ahead.
This was kind of more of a question for Mark than it is a headline. There is a house in California called the Flintstone House. So in 2017, the owners bought this house. They remodeled it to look like the house from the Flintstones, including large metal sculptures, a staircase, a parking strip, a deck, and a driveway sign labeled Yabba Dabba Doo. I mean, the pictures are incredible. It looks like Fred Flintstone lives there. But people in the neighborhood are, of course, getting upset and saying, we don't pay our, you know, housing association, whatever it is, to look at this stupid Flintstones house all day, every day. So that moves into your neighborhood. What are you doing, Mark?
Wow. Then all of a sudden it's like having all the Christmas lights up and you got traffic all the time because they're driving by to see Fred's house.
Yeah.
That's why you have HOAs, right? Sue would tell you that from being in sales. So the guy across the street doesn't paint his house checkerboard and take value away from your home. So, yeah, if it looked like Fred and Wilma lived across the street, I might be a little upset.
The owners are saying they are fighting to save the Flintstone house. One of the owners said, I think dinosaurs are beautiful. They make everyone smile and should stay. The city is calling it a highly visible eyesore. Since it's falling short of community standards.
I kind of like it. I just looked it up.
Did you? Yeah.
It's cute, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little bit cute. Sure, it's orange and purple.
Right.
Yabba Dabba Doo may be a bit too far.
When I built my gazebo...
I remember
same
this.
Same issues. You had to take down the Yabba Dabba Doo sign.
Yep. I found out it was my next door neighbor that complained, and my HOA liaison came over, and I had a giant stack of wood and like stakes, and he goes, Dave, did you reach out to the HOA about this? And I didn't know what that stood for. And I'm like, yeah.
They love me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over there.
No clue. Welcome back, guys. DGS 430. Skip Weber joins us. Hey, Skip.
Hey, how's it going?
Dave Murray with us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
So, Dave, did you figure it out by that little bit we just did?
I think I did, but I'm not sure.
Mark, you want to tell your former lover?
I'm getting the farm, buddy, and I'm looking for you. It's it's our farm that we're going to get. I'm calling it quits, and we're moving on.
Mark's leaving the show, Dave.
I'm leaving the show. Yep.
Now, how many times have you done this?
This week? Yeah. Not too many. No, I've never. I've thought about it many, many times, but no, it just
Now, are you really retiring?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, for full time.
No strange financial thing going on here, like a ice cream shop or.
Well, I don't know. They're
yogurt shop.
Yeah.
Now this is unprecedented, but I would like to offer the job formally to both Dave and Skip.
Yeah.
And before you say no, let me just say, this job pays low five figures.
Yes.
I'm in. Yeah.
Okay. Forget it, Dave. It's too late. Dave took it.
Oh,
Dave,
no. I thought it was him and I together.
No. Yeah.
Dave so and I together. When does this take place?
Dave hesitated.
Yeah, we have to split that salary.
Yeah. That's
2 weeks. He leaves on the 29th.
Really?
Five
figures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you very much. You kind of helped spur it on a little bit, too.
People have said.
Yeah, after you did your retirement, I thought, hey, he's getting out, me too. So,
but your sound bites will live forever.
Hashtag me too.
Well, no, those are all copyrighted, so I'll be taking those with me.
Yeah, okay, you'll be like that, buffer guy that sues everyone.
That's right.
No one can ever go,
$10. We'll figure out a little payment chart and just send me the money. So
every time somebody unintentionally curses on the air,
yeah,
Mark gets
says a dirty word
bucks.
He didn't mean to
get
say.
A few dollars on the side. Hey, I'm not above that. I'll take it. Believe me.
No, it's a huge compliment because I know both Skip and Dave, you're obviously very busy guys, but your names came up for real.
Absolutely.
Which is a big compliment, especially to Skip because he's not in the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not surprising that you'd offer Dave Murray, hey, we'd love to have you on, but, you know, Dave left a storied television career, but your name was the first one that came up.
Wow. I'm honored.
Can we do like 11 Sweet 16s a week?
Can we do the like weather forever? You know?
It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's 4 hours of weather. Tuesday, Thursday, it's nothing but Sweet
16. Sweet 16 and the best hurricanes that ever happened.
That's right.
Man.
The best weather terms that aren't weather terms.
And now the Sweet 16 of... possible things worse than doing the Sweet 16.
Favorite constellations.
Skip, what's going on at Weber today?
Oh, Tony, by the way, you will like this.
All right.
Yeah, we have a full moon coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it is yet called another super moon.
Another super moon.
God.
Can't be stopped.
You never
it's
have just
the third full moon of the year. And each one's been called a supermoon.
Wow.
That doesn't seem so super to me.
It's not so super anymore, is it?
No.
So, Skip, can you imagine rolling out to everyone at all the properties that, hey, good news, bad news?
Good news is you won't be seeing me much anymore.
Good news is George V's taking over.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to the DGS, effers.
A little bit of a change in my career.
Well, if you're looking for a female, I've got a possible candidate for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Janice?
My wife.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She's been on KMOX. She's done that stuff. She worked with Horrigan for a while.
Your dream has come true. You retire and get rid of your wife.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Please.
I'll pay her salary.
Really?
Honey, they're going to pay you $250,000 a year.
Yeah.
If she brings the dogs every day, I'm down. Office
no,
pups.
That's they stay with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying, Dave's not going to let that happen.
Here, I thought the big news of the day was there's still a Panteras out there with
that really was the important. Yeah. I can't argue with that.
How long has it been since you had Panteras?
82, 83.
Oh, come on.
No, back in the day, we used to go in high school all the time. And
all right, I'm going to have Al bring it down.
Yeah.
It like the hunk that we used to get.
It was a great,
Dude, it is exactly the same.
I'm not sure I've ever had Panteras.
Okay, you leave. You've never had Panteras.
Where are they?
I mean,
like Skip
said,
O'Fallon, Missouri, man.
The ones around where I grew up closed down in the mid to early 80s. Yep.
They, I don't know how business.
Isn't there there's one on Brentwood, isn't there?
Yeah, there are a few, and I could be wrong about this, so I apologize if, like I said, but I thought that Al in O'Fallon was the only one that had the original recipe.
That was my understanding as well, that there was only the one that has the original old school recipe.
And here's what's cool. I don't know how business has been for Al over the years, but recently you can't get in the place, like in the weekends. Mm-hmm. It is just packed. I guess a new generation is discovering it. I mean, that's where Phoebe wanted to have her birthday party.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you, you eat three or four pieces, if you can even do that, maybe two or three pieces, and it's next to impossible to stay awake.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could go to... You could go
what
to
a selling like, point.
A Guns N' Roses concert after eating a pancake and then fall asleep.
Get in your car and drive home. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
So, Dave, how much longer we have this beautiful weather?
It's great, isn't it?
It is.
You know, tomorrow's an okay day. It'll be a day of increasing clouds, but it's a dry day, mid-50s. We can live with that. We've got a fast round of rain, all rain, coming in here. I'm thinking after midnight Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Midnight to noon is the time frame that I'm using. It's not a lot of rain. And then it kind of blows by. Thursday, Friday look good. There's no cold air behind it. It's a Pacific system. And then we're getting into a bit of an unsettled stretch Saturday night, Sunday, and again on Monday, but it's all rain. In fact, it's kind of a warm rain. We could see some temperatures Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday in the 60s.
Whew. Nice.
Wow.
Flooding becomes the big deal now just because of the snow melt way up to the north and the heavy rains they've had up to the north. So the major rivers are all going to be in flood for a long period.
Yeah. How close is that really bad stuff to us?
Nebraska, portions of western Iowa, up into Wisconsin and Minnesota. And when you look at the major rivers, well, all that has to come somewhere.
Right, right.
And it comes right down. And what's happening locally is that the Merrimack is okay. That's more of a flash flood type situation from heavy rains over us.
Mm-hmm.
The exception is around the town of Arnold, and they are already seeing some flooding because of backwater. The Mississippi River is rising so quickly that the water can't really go anywhere, so it backs up into the Merrimack at Arnold. And that's a gross flood. It's a stagnant flood.
Right.
There's what we call the bottoms. I don't think it's actually Mo Bottoms Road. I think Mo Bottoms Road is one of the that attach it, but it's like a shortcut from Florissant that you can cut over to get onto 370 if you're going out west.
Yeah,
and it's very susceptible to flooding. If there's a bad rain, they close it. But it hadn't rained in a few days, and we were on it on Saturday. And my wife noticed, like, wow, look, there's some water coming up next to the road there. Yeah, I was like, well, that's pretty bad. And then we tried to take it again on Sunday. It hadn't rained or anything in the meantime, and it was closed.
Yep.
Because I guess the water had come up enough that it had gotten over the roads.
Yeah. Yep.
Dave, is this the most anxious people are about possible flooding since 93?
No, because we've had other floods. You know, 93 is the granddaddy of them all. It's not the same setup. It's not the long-lasting setup that 93 was. It actually started in November of 92 and went through July of 93. Okay, this is a little more of a short term. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near the 93-type floods. But these rivers are going to be high and in flood probably through April. So that's going to cause some problems.
Oh. That's still the strangest sight from 93, driving out Chesterfield Flats. Yeah. Going westbound, and 40 just goes. It looks like 40 just drove into a lake.
Yeah,
the highway just bizarre.
We moved out of our house and moved all of our cars at the Columbia store across the road into the golf course.
Yeah,
because if the levee breaks, we're underwater.
Yeah. Yeah. For folks who weren't here, drive into the Chesterfield Valley, going from St. Louis towards St. Charles, and before you go down the hill, that was all water.
Yeah.
And go to the smokehouse and see where the level was.
I know it's weird. In 91, I was an attorney. I was a grown man. I don't remember. I remember it, of course, but I don't have a visual in my mind. Like, I don't have a visual of the valley being all flooded. Memory's just so weird how things can just go away on you. Rach, what do you think? Take a break and come back for the corner?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Dave.
Yeah. If it's a short one, we could fit it in. But
it's okay.
No, I don't want Dave Murray crying.
Okay, I have to read the tag today. Schnooks requested it. Closest corner.
Wow.
That's a statement. That's a power move.
Woo. Closest Corner is brought to you by Schnooks. Schnooks would like to thank Mark Close for bringing us decades of entertainment, enjoyment, and laughter. Congratulations on an incredible career, Mark. The St. Louis airwaves will never be the same.
Wow.
They're still paying for it. That's not a freebie. They got to pay for it. So that's only fair. Thank you very much.
Schnucks insult?
Yeah. That was, yeah, the insults will continue.
I never liked you, Schnucks.
They'll always
continue. This just in, Dierberg said, F you, you quitter.
Wow. Should we do it here? Sure. Just real quick. I saw this in USA Today, Rachel. And,
shocker.
Yep. And it made me mad. It just made me so pissed off.
I don't read USA Today anymore. I just listen to Mark.
You know, I'll give you all the highlights. All the highlights. And we have Skip Russell with us here. Fewer millennials are buying cars and homes. Listen to this. Outstanding student loan debt stood at how much? What do you think student loan debt?
Per person?
Just total.
Isn't
total
like
in the fourth quarter.
$1 trillion.
$1.46 trillion.
Wow.
They've got a story of a woman here, and she has $90,000 in debt. She had to buy a $500 car for some lady. She can't move into a house. She only goes out like once a month or something. People, you know this going in when you go to college. It says right there, if you're borrowing $25,000 a year in 4 years, that's $100,000. Do the math. It doesn't go away. Dave tried to prove it. Mm. It didn't work that way. It doesn't go away. Think twice about where you're going to college. A college education, all fine and well, but you don't need to go to Stanford. You don't need to go to Harvard.
I wonder what her major was, too.
I think it's in here somewhere. But it just, you know, junior college, and knock out some of the early stuff. But I just can't imagine that you're graduating. It's a big day in your life. You're getting your diploma. You're ready to start your life. And you go, by the way, you owe $100,000. And there's no guarantee of a job, at least with medical school. Pretty much everybody that comes out of medical school is going to get a pretty good job. You know, you might be working in the emergency room or something, but you're going to make good money. You come out with a degree in whatever else, there's no guarantee. And then all of a sudden you're just, all right, I got to go live with my parents for the next 10 years in order to pay back $90,000.
Someone very close to me came out of private, pretty expensive college and private medical school. $600,000 in loans.
Oh,
I believe it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hey, Frank.
Dave, how are you?
Frank, you want a second job? Third job?
Probably not.
Mark Close just announced that he is leaving the show.
No kidding.
Official? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Going to try
is
the
it old
TV.
Age?
mandatory
retirement.
Yeah, I'm going to try the TV thing. It just doesn't look that hard. I mean, it looks pretty easy. You know.
Yeah. Well, if I can do it, I think anybody can. Yeah, you're in, Mark. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Mark's last day is 2 weeks from last Friday.
Is this official?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Real
yes,
deal.
Sir. Yep.
Well, it's the end of a brilliant career. There's nobody more respected in the music industry or radio than Mark Close. And I salute you on a magnificent career, Mark.
Thank you.
Wow, he seemed to mean that.
Yeah.
He did.
How strange.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you, sir. I feel the same way about him.
So let's talk about something cool. SLU.
Right?
Dang, oh, that was awesome.
Man.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's four victories in 66 and a half hours for a team that was a sixth seed and that everybody thought, oh, no, it's been a disappointing season. And instead, they do it with six players, too, basically. They played seven yesterday, but four games in 4 days. It was just awesome. Awesome.
So, obviously, they have great momentum. Do they have the horses to advance?
Well, they're a 10-point underdog in San Jose on a Friday night against the fourth-seed Virginia Tech Hokies, who have four players averaging 13 or more points. But they beat Virginia Tech last year. And, you know, with the way this team is playing, there's just a great mojo about them. I certainly wouldn't bet on the game. I wouldn't bet against the Billikens.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, that's exactly the kind of upset you see in the first round. A bunch of guys who no one expects them to win, but they got great talent.
And, we were talking about this earlier. I had forgotten that the 16-1 had been broken last year. So, I mean, We've seen tons of 15s beating twos. It's so unpredictable now that there's no reason that a team like SLU couldn't advance at least a round, if not a couple of rounds.
Yeah, and for our audience that haven't seen much of them, it's a unique team because they basically, they don't shoot the ball really well. They're an abominable free throw shooting team, but they're so relentless defensively, and sometimes their best offense is just throw it on the backboard and somebody get the offensive rebound and put it back in. they call it bully ball, and they're so physical and so tough and so relentless. They're really fun to watch.
Frank, who else do you like in the first round for an upset? Because that, let's face it, that's half of why we all love.
Yeah, that's everything. Yeah.
Well, the most interesting one will be Murray State, I think, knocking off Marquette. Murray State has this player named John Moran. Now, I don't know how he ended up at Murray State, but he's going to be a top three pick in the draft. He's just a freak athletically, and everybody wants them to advance because he could be the darling of the NCAA tournament, and Marquette has kind of slumped down the stretch, so I wouldn't be surprised to see that one happen.
And who is, for you, if you put your $100 on one team, who are you picking?
I like North Carolina because they have enough of the McDonald's All-Americans, the freshman phenoms, but they're also loaded with seniors, fourth-year guys, 22-year-olds. I think that's a great mix when you have off-the-charts athleticism and then senior experience. And Roy Williams has always been great in the NCAA tournament. I think he has three national championships on his resume.
So about 60 seconds left, Cardinals and Blues.
Cardinals today win 4-1 against Philadelphia, and remember this name, Dakota Hudson. He is a phenom. 5 innings, 8 strikeouts, no earned runs. He's going to be right there with Jack Flaherty. I think he sealed the 5th spot in the rotation. Blues had kind of a weird weekend. They lost to the worst Ottawa. They beat one of the best Pittsburgh, and they lose to one of the worst yesterday in Buffalo.
Frank,
they'll be in action tomorrow night.
I can't remember ever seeing so many weekends where the Blues play on Saturday and Sunday. It seems like it happens every weekend now. That's got to be a killer.
Yeah,
physically
wise, it is tough. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. So we will see you here in 2 weeks for filling in for Mark Close.
Yeah.
I'd like to get that pay raise and do that.
Quick break, right back. Sweet 16 with Skip Weber.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.